You're listening to Trip 360 on Mousecapades Radio, sharing your magical moments and spreading pixie dust around the world. The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Kaylee. We pray that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 925, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, we would be glad to help. Just text MOM at 636-373-4497, and we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or we can quote a destination of your choice, so contact us today.
So recently, Kaylee and I took a long weekend trip to Disney so that we could see the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. We flew in on a Friday night, and we went to the parks on Saturday and Sunday and then came home on a Monday. We're going to be talking about our trip in two parts because even though that sounds ridiculous, we did a lot in those 2 days and we wanted to make sure that we covered everything appropriately and also talked about some things that we learned along the way in the two parks. So Kaylee is going to get things rolling.
So Friday we went down, it was just travel. So we flew down in the evening. It was a 5:35 flight, and we were on time for that flight. There were no issues. We landed in Orlando at 8:30, the new time. So that flight, I don't know. I think this is good for the listeners to know, at least from where we fly out of, which is St. Louis, they always inflate that time. They almost always say it's going to take 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes. And then once the captain gets over the intercom, they're always like, enjoy your 1 hour and 40 minute flight or something close to that. I don't know if that's your experience, Mom, but
they definitely zoom along.
Yes. And since I've traveled to Orlando so frequently, like recently, I have noticed that is a trend. Like, because you're going with, I think it's the jet stream, like you're going with the wind when you go from St. Louis to Orlando, it's always quicker than what they say it's going to be. Now, if you get delayed, that's different, but I'm always grateful and try not to get too overexcited, but I'm always like, I bet we'll get there a little sooner than it says.
And we typically do.
Yeah.
Before we left St. Louis Airport, though, we knew we were going to be hungry. So we ate at Crushed Red, which is actually a checkout service of your own. Like they made pizzas, which I thought was weird. I don't know how they do that. They have a machine that does that. But they had like salads and sandwiches that we could choose from. We just ate a salad to tide us over till we got there. And then we had our second dinner we had the entree to our dinner when we got to Pop. They had a large slice of pizza. When they say a large slice of pizza, that's a fourth of a pizza, just in case you did not know that, because Kaylee went to get it. And then she was like, we don't need two meals. We can split this and we'll be fine. And we did. And we each got chips and then we split a Sprite Zero before we headed to our room. We were in a preferred room. We were in the 70s building. It was closer. So when you get a preferred room, in case you don't know this, it can either be close to the Pop food and restaurant and getting to the buses, or it can be closer to the Skyliner now. It used to be just the one closer to everything Pop and the buses, but now you can be preferred and be in one of those two spots. So at this time, we were closer to like buses and everything Pop, but it still really wasn't that bad for the Skyliner either when we went to take the Skyliner.
Yeah. And I will say about the dinner, when we got in, like it was unfortunate timing. And I don't know if this happens all the time, but we were eating, like we got there around 10 p.m. It was 10 or 10:30. It wasn't early. It was definitely really late for a dinner, but I didn't account for the fact that a lot of people would be coming home from parks at that point and would probably stop to eat either a late dinner or they were getting snacks things like that. And so it was really busy in there. I did not anticipate that because they only were open for like 45 more minutes. So I thought, okay, we'll just like pop in, and it was busy. So if you are somebody planning to do this soon on a trip and you're going to get in and you're like, we're going to eat, at least have the mental preparedness of like, it could be busy. That's always better than like, it will be empty, because then you won't be so overwhelmed.
And the last time we did a long weekend was in December, and we actually ate a full dinner before we got on the plane. And so I think that was a difference too. We didn't have to worry about stopping to get something.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got settled and unpacked and then prepped for our weekend. And we went ahead and headed to bed because it had been a very long week and we had a lot going on in our personal lives and our professional lives. And so we needed some rest.
Yeah. So we pretty much went to bed. I distinctly remember laying in bed and I was like, Mom, go to bed. Mom, go to bed. And she just kept checking. Like, she was doing important things. We had both brought our laptops, but she was like, yeah, I know. And then we hit like midnight and she still wasn't in bed. And I'm like, we have to go to sleep. We're rope dropping in the morning. And so eventually she's like, yeah, I know. And so we'll talk about it more throughout this episode, but it definitely was wearing more on her than me throughout our Saturday of the trip. And I felt kind of bad, but we got to Hollywood Studios at 7:50 a.m. Now, keep in mind, we left our room at like 7:30 in the morning, and we were fully prepared to go wait in that super long line that forms at the Skyliner, because it's just what happens. Like, when the Skyliner opens, people form a line, and then until the line goes down all the way throughout the day, it's pretty steady and there's not a line because, you know, it moves. It's an omni mover. But there was almost no line. Like, it hardly was off of the bridge. And I kind of looked at Mom and thought, what the heck? I thought this was supposed to be busy. Like, we had just heard news of when it was recently closed at Magic Kingdom and there was no park hopping because it was at capacity. And so we were fully prepared for like big crowds. And then I looked at her and thought, what is this? And we didn't really know what to say. We just took it and ran with it. We were happy about it.
I was going to say, I told her stop jinxing us, because we, even after we got into the park, she was like, what is going on? And I'm like, take it and run, because we had heard that the parks had been closed a couple places and park hoppers weren't allowed to park. And I mean, excuse me, park hoppers weren't allowed to hop over to other parks because crowds and stuff. So we were prepped for that. However, this was like polar opposite.
And I remember us seeing for Art of Animation, they had a separate line for them this time, which we've been recently. And I even went on my girls trip and they didn't have that. They didn't have a separate line for Art of Animation when we stayed at Pop. Like, they had to walk across the bridge and go get in our line. Like, it was just one line. So I'm wondering if they started that and there was a cast member like that would hold our line and let a couple of them through, because it was definitely shorter on their side. And then they'd let us through. It was going back and forth. So I wonder if they've started that because it has made it better for both resorts and the line's just not as long.
Well, I honestly think it was a smart idea. I'm trying to figure out why the line was shorter coming from over there, because they have quite a few people that stay at that resort. But it seems like the majority of the people were coming from the Pop Century side. Whatever the reason, they would take almost like a lightning lane and a standby line, but not exactly. But they were taking so many out of their side and then so many out of this side until the lines were pretty equal. I mean, not exactly, but pretty equal.
Yeah. My only thought is maybe because Art of Animation is so many family suites, if they have younger kids, maybe they're not going to rope drop as early as other people. And Pop Century, I think, is definitely, not that families can't stay there, but I mean, I went on my girls trip and we are all adults, and like, there's couples that stay there. So maybe it's because with younger kids, a lot of people do make it to rope drop with like four or more kids. And I'm like, bravo to you, because I can hardly get myself out of the bed to do this. But maybe that is why there's just more kids and they're younger and they don't want to take away their sleep.
So in true fashion, Rise of the Resistance was down. Unfortunately, when Kaylee went, they had said she knew about it before she got too far into the park. For us, we walked all the way to Galaxy's Edge before, you know, we saw the people. And I was like, there's a lot of cast members out there. It must be down. And sure enough, it was down. Well, Kaylee wanted to give you her take on why she thinks this might be happening. So you tell about that.
Well, we'll kind of talk about this more in like our second day of the trip too. So like in our next half of the trip report, but I really think that it's possible that Disney could be keeping some of the rides that are bigger, some of the bigger attractions that people like pay money for. That might be why they buy Genie Plus, or, you know, they buy the individual attraction selection, you know, that one pay per ride for their trip. And I kind of started thinking to myself, are they closing these on purpose? Like, not for a long period of time, but just long enough. They're not opening them up during the early morning hours where people could easily rope drop them. Are they withholding that so they can make more money? Because I know if I traveled to Disney, and I don't think my family and I are going to be able to go for a long time again, and we didn't get to rope drop this ride that we were banking on riding, but I'm not about to wait 4 hours for it, then that just might push a family over the edge to just pay to ride it per person. Don't get me wrong. I think Rise of the Resistance, they need some routine maintenance. Like they really don't want to put this ride down for an extended period of time because it's such a hot ticket attraction that people go to Hollywood Studios for. However, there were some other rides throughout the trip in this park and other parks that would go down like at the beginning of the day for short stints of time. And I thought, it seems a little convenient. Like, why are these going down? Didn't they just go through maintenance? What is going on? Now, I could just be reading into this and really frustrated with how much they try to like get every penny out of us. But part of me was like, that would be a genius way for them to get more people to pay for this system. And it's very infuriating if that's the case. So I don't know what the listener's take on that is, but we'll let you decide. It's just a theory. I have seen nothing on that, but it just dawned on me like at some point during the trip. And I thought, what a genius way for Disney to make another buck.
And honestly, it made sense when you said it, because I was like, really? Hopefully that's not the situation, but.
Well, yeah. So we had another plan though, after Rise was closed.
We were going to go ahead and try to get a breakfast Ronto wrap. Unfortunately, that would have wasted all of our rope dropping time, or, you know, early entry time, which would have been dumb on our part. So we went ahead and headed over to Toy Story Land, and we jumped on Toy Story Midway Mania, which if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know, that's like one of my faves in all of the Disney parks. And so we went on it. We waited about 6 minutes. And the weird thing for us was, though, they had let us in early, so we weren't thinking, oh, they're not going to let us on the ride. They made us wait in a line until 8:30, and then they let us go on the ride, which we waited 6 minutes for, which I just mentioned. But we rode on the ride, and as always, I was beaten by one of my children or my husband. This time was Kaylee. So it was a sad day because I love this game, and I wish we could find it on another, because I know it's a Wii game, but we don't have ours anymore, and I would like to play it.
Disney, make it for the Switch.
I know.
They get a lot of money. Well, after that, we went to Alien Swirling Saucers because we had mobile ordered for Woody's Lunchbox, but you couldn't pick up food from Woody's Lunchbox till 9 a.m., which was the official park open. So we were like kind of dawdling, but didn't want to like leave the land and then just have to come right back. So we just went and got on it. And I mean, that's a cute little ride. I would never wait that long for it. We walked on it. I would never wait very long for it. Now, if you have children, it is a pretty like big thrill ride. It's not very long though. It's maybe like 60 seconds, 90 seconds.
But it is very much like the teacups, except for that you can't spin yourself. I will tell you that part, which is what I liked about it, because that's the one thing that I get sick on the teacups is when you spin it too fast and then you're like, bleh.
That's true.
So I liked it. It was nice. It was a walk on, but honestly, Kaylee, for smaller children, it's very shaded in some areas. I think for parents, it would be an okay thing for them to just stand and wait. You know, 20, 30 minutes is really not a long time to wait for a ride, especially if they don't have Genie Plus. Or if you have Genie Plus, you could put it on there.
That's true. I guess it's just a hot land. Like Toy Story Land just is not a very like cool land. It's not inside. Like that whole queue is outside like Slinky Dog is. So to me, I'm just like, that seems miserable.
I do really find that interesting. And I think we may have talked about this before on the show, but it's a backyard, or it's supposed to be Andy's backyard. Does his backyard not have any trees? I mean, even our backyard doesn't have huge trees, but it has trees in it. You'd think they would have put, you know, either transplanted or had some of the trees that were already there in that backyard, you know what I'm saying? So that there was a little bit of shade because it is super hot back there. You're right. It's kind of like Animal Kingdom. Woo. So we went to Woody's Lunchbox for the breakfast tacos, and we just got one to share. It is a regular part of our family rotational menu now for dinner because we just like it. Although I think it would be fine. Everybody would like if I made the lunch slash dinner tacos with the chili on them. But I went ahead, we got those. And then Kaylee saw that they had a lemon blueberry Pop-Tart. And that's like her thing right now, lemon blueberry, anything like that. And I said, well, what's the other one? And she said, raspberry. I said, I honestly think we should get both. So that we split half and half of those and then half of the tachos, which was a nice breakfast for us. And so we were pretty comfortable with what we had eaten and we weren't getting hungry or getting sick from writing things without eating food.
Yeah. And I was at that point, I was pretty hungry. We had ordered groceries, which we didn't mention. Like the night we got in, we picked up groceries when we went to our room. Like we had bought some breakfast bars and like, you know, some little candy to have in the room that, you know, you don't need. But when you're on like a little vacation, it's fun to have like a little sweet treat because sometimes you get back. And yes, in Disney, you do a lot of eating, but it's just nice to have that. And so we had done a little bit of a grocery order and had some breakfast bars. And I was glad I ate one before we went in the park, because if I didn't have something in the room to eat, I would be very, one, probably sick from riding anything. And two, I wouldn't be very nice. I'd be hangry.
Yeah, that's what she was like. I cannot believe you're in here and you haven't eaten anything. I'm about to gnaw off my arm. And I did eat something. So it was fine. I was fine. I think you just get used to it. And like I said, we did not ride anything that would have made me hurl. Like if we would have got on something like Rock and Roller Coaster, which is currently closed, then that probably would not have been a smart idea for me to take all my vitamins and then not eat something on top of it.
Yeah.
But it worked out fine. Well, we were checking the ride times and Kaylee was telling me that Mickey and Minnie's had been lower before we ate breakfast. But then once we ate breakfast, of course, the line had really ramped up. And I said, well, let's just go to One Man's Dream. So we went to One Man's Dream and we were walking in and they're like 2 minutes until showtime. So we booked it through. We really didn't look too much at the stuff that was around other than the costumes for Percy Jackson, right? Wasn't that the movie that the costumes were for?
Yes, that was the movie or the show, the TV show.
Oh, I thought it was for the latest movie. Sorry. So we looked at those a little bit and then we went in to watch One Man's Dream, which is amazing. And when we were in there, great big news, new seats. That's always a positive.
They did update the seats. So that kind of gave us a little bit of a reassurance that they're probably going to keep it around. At least they're, I would say at least if they invested in new seats, they're not going to get rid of it like the theater style in there.
Well, and the thing is, they've been using it to do like trailers for movies and stuff every once in a while, even when they don't show the Walt all the time. Like they've been trading it out kind of like they do in France.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but I agree. The seats were like, okay, they gave me a little sense of calm that it's still going to be there. And I think it would just be wrong to get rid of that. And I know we've talked about that before. So please don't get rid of that. It's just, it needs to stay. It needs to be an icon to the man that created or started all this stuff. The idea process anyway. And then we went to Frozen Sing-Along because the line to Mickey and Minnie's was still too long. Again, we were very excited. We were hoping to get our historians that we love, the woman and the man that we had when we were there with Robin and Natalie for our girl trip at the end of January, beginning of February. And they came out and I looked at Kaylee because it was a different guy. It was the girl, but it was a different guy.
No, this was a different girl too.
No, that was the second one we went to.
Oh, then I got them mixed up. Sorry.
And so she just looked at me like, it's going to be okay. This happened to me on my spring break trip. It's going to be fine. And it was. He was very funny in a different way. So I think the problem for us is, other than the fact that we go a lot because we have our annual pass, we've seen it so many times. We know who our favorite is. Most people are going to come in off the street and just know it's funny. And it was funny. I just had to get past the fact it wasn't the person that I was hoping for, which the show was still great, as always. And when we left there, we've always wondered what the Mickey and Minnie's Vacation Fun show was. And we went in there and it's just this little like movie short, but it was super cute. It's called Mickey and Minnie's Vacation Fun. And they just show a little short in there. It's probably about as long as Mickey's PhilharMagic at Magic Kingdom. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say it's about the same length.
Just a cute little movie and a little break in the air conditioning. And it's right between where you exit Frozen sing-along and before you go to see the Olaf meet and greet. So it was good win-win.
Well, at this point, we were kind of like, we were tired. Like, Mom, I said, it was kind of hitting her harder. And we kind of wanted, we were snacky a little bit because at this point, enough time had passed that we were a little hungry. It had probably been like an hour and a half since we had breakfast. And we wanted to get the Pog gelato that they have because it's the only place that they sell it that we're aware of. Next to the Muppets is the Pog gelato that tastes like Pog juice. And we got a popcorn refill. And then I walked across and got a bloody orange hard cider from the Baseline Tap House because I had never tried it, but I wanted to. It was pretty good. It's definitely like better than normal beer, but like if you're not a beer drinker and you don't like that kind of thing at all, you probably would hate it. So we just kind of took a rest for probably like 30 or 40 minutes and just chilled and had a snack break, relaxed where the tables were. It was next to that new like hydro station that they built.
Hydraulics.
The hydraulics place next to the Muppets. And actually Daisy and Donald were doing a meet and greet right there. So we were able to watch people like meet and greet with them. So it was just a nice relaxing break. And we were trying to figure out like the rest of our day before we went to Epcot because we're only there for 2 park days. So we were trying to figure out how are we going to split the rest of this. So after that, we did have a lightning lane for Toy Story Mania, which I had snagged earlier, but the first one I got of the day, like in the morning time, was Slinky Dog. I did manage to get one around like 12:25, which originally our plan was to already be at Epcot by that point, but we're like, you know, I think we can manage to stay a little longer. So we started walking through Galaxy's Edge to go to Toy Story Land, and we ended up seeing the toy soldiers playing drums, like the drum line of toy soldiers. So we stopped and watched because that was kind of my choice because I haven't watched them in a long time, but they're always super good.
Well, and honestly, I haven't seen them do a drum performance like they did that day. Usually I just see them marching through and then marching back out. I've not seen them do a performance like that since probably pre-pandemic because they used to bring out like hula hoops and stuff and do tricks with the kids. They didn't go to that extent on this one, and maybe they still do. We just didn't see that specific show or something, but it was nice to see them interacting. And I feel like, I know it's been 4 years, but it's just a little at a time. We're coming back to what we remember from before.
Yeah. So that was fun to watch. And we had a little bit of time, like it wasn't that big of a deal. So we went ahead, scanned in for Toy Story Mania, and we waited 5-ish minutes, I would say, by the time we scanned in.
Right.
So we got to do Toy Story Mania again.
Kaylee beat me again.
I beat Mom again, but
no hard feelings.
One day you'll get it.
I don't know when that'd be.
After we came out of there, we timed it right so that we could walk straight to Slinky Dog because they're right across from each other. So we walked over to Slinky Dog, scanned in, and we waited around 10-ish minutes. And if you've done the lightning lane for Slinky Dog, you'll know what we're talking about, but you have to scan in twice. It's like a security thing, which we appreciate so that people can't just jump the line.
Which have happened in the past.
It did used to happen. Well, I told Mom I couldn't figure it out because when you would scan at the second post, they'd be like, how many? And we obviously were two. They'd be like, okay, go to the left. And then most of the time they were saying left. And every now and then they would say right. And I was like, why are they sending everybody to the left? This line is backed up and the right is completely empty. Like the people going on the right would walk right up, say how many they had, and then get put in a slot to get on the ride. So I'm like, why do they keep putting people on the left side? And maybe I'm thinking way too hard into it, but I told Mom, I wondered if those were the people that like paid specifically for that ride. Like they picked their time, they paid individually to get on that ride. So then they're giving them just that little boost of you're even skipping that part of the line. Cause that was the section where we waited the majority of the 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, because if they paid for that ride, they paid more than we did. I mean, if you broke out our Genie Plus Pass, if you broke down the pricing versus what they paid to ride run one ride, then maybe that was Disney's thinking process. I don't know.
So I just was curious about that, but that could be totally wrong. It could just be that's how they were doing it right then. I don't know, but I've never been a cast member. Just curious.
You are a cast member. You could, text in and let us know.
Well, after we did that, it was time to leave.
But I mean, I feel like we did a lot of stuff in a very short time because this was like 1 o'clock.
Yes, we did a lot. And I mean, we were there. I mean, if you do that, it was like 5 hours, but we did a lot. And like I said, we even did that section of the day where we like sat for like 40 minutes. We weren't actively doing anything except like eating a snack.
We got on the Skyliner at Hollywood, took it to Caribbean Beach because you have to do the changeover, got on and headed to Epcot. And while we were at the Skyliner, Kaylee decided to check out the Joffrey's Coffee, which was empty, was a wise choice on her part because the Joffrey's, if you've ever looked in Epcot, is very rarely low lines. The lines are usually pretty long at the Joffrey's. So if you ever see a short line, you should jump in and get something. So she got herself, what was the name of that? You knew the name of that.
It's a shaken Jamaican, but a lot of people call it a shaky Jamaican.
Oh, okay.
It's the brew. So I got a cold brew with like some hazelnut syrup in it and some cream. And the guy was super nice, like super friendly. And I had my coffee literally in like 30 seconds. I placed the order and they had it sitting there. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I think they have that one pre-made. It would almost have to be.
I mean, they have the brew done, I'm for sure, but they still had to put the hazelnut in there and the cream and they had to shake it up.
Oh.
So the fact that they had it, I almost hardly had my card put away. Then they were like, here you go. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Maybe they spotted you and said, she's a shaken Jamaican.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or maybe they recognized you from the week before.
Thanks. The bags under my eyes probably gave me away. And they're like, that's what she's going to order. She needs one.
So primarily one of the things that we wanted to do on this trip was to get the pictures of the topiaries. Kaylee didn't spend a lot of time on that during spring break because that was not what their trip was supposed to be focused on. But that was one of the specific reasons that I did want to go to the Flower and Garden. And we have the photo pass, so that was perfect for us to do. I said, let's head to Soarin'. So we headed over there. We had to wait 23 minutes. And when we first got in line,
it was a lightning lane.
Oh, yes, that was our lightning lane. I apologize.
I did snag that when we were in Hollywood Studios after we had scanned it at Slinky Dog.
I was a little concerned because it reminded me of our trip. I don't know which one last year at the end, towards the end of the year, we went and we were in the lightning lane and it was not moving. And we finally were like, we're tired and we're going back. And we had already rode it one other time in the trip. And so we just opted out. I think that was our family trip in October.
I think you're right.
I didn't ride it we didn't ride it another time because it was backed up. And then they came on the overhead speaker and even said, please be patient. Da, 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 da. And then I felt after they said that, it started moving pretty quickly. And we went on the B side for Soarin', which I have not been on. And I couldn't even tell you. We're almost always on A or C. So I thought that was interesting too. I don't think that they always have all three open, which makes me sad because I feel like it's probably because they don't have enough workers, but I feel like they really need all three open.
Yeah, it kind of makes me sad, especially because that ride does have such a high like popularity level still.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating to me that they're not like, I don't feel like they're putting the resources into it that they should be.
So Kaylee snagged Living with the Land Lightning Lane for that ride after Soarin'. However, when we got off, it was a 5-minute wait too. So we were actually standing there waiting for them to try to scan these people while people were just walking on the ride, which I know is be stupid, but we had to scan so that our lightning lane cleared so we could get another lightning lane.
That's something that I like worry about in the future because obviously they're trying to like phase Magic Bands out, and which I'm kind of sad about only because I'm like, Magic Bands are kind of like the fun part. It's like I have a tan line from my Magic Band.
Right.
It's just one of the special things you wear. And if people didn't want a Magic Band, they had the option to use their phone or they had the option to use a card. But I get why Disney wouldn't want to do it from a monetary standpoint. However, the phone thing is what scares me because the reason it was taking so long is this family could not get it to load for their whole family. Yeah. Because kids probably are not going to have this set up on their phone. So they, instead of having their own bracelet, the family is having to scan for everybody. And if it doesn't work, then you're having to sit there and work through technical issues and everybody behind you is just waiting. And I'm very concerned it's going to be like back to square one when we were there and they first tested Magic Bands and it was taking like
forever,
2-3 minutes per person to just get them scanned in.
Right. I don't know. Hopefully they'll have worked that out. I don't know when right now my next trip's December. That could change, but right now that's right. So we'll see. I know you're going to go back before then.
Yeah.
So after living with the land, I still was dragging. I realized that we hadn't done that much more, but we'd actually done more than you think from leaving Hollywood studios, switching the Skyliners, doing pictures, soaring, living with the land. I said, do you care if we just get a light snack? And we were at Sunshine Seasons, which everybody brags and brags about. We got on the menu and it was nothing. It wasn't that we didn't like what they had. We just wanted something light. So sure enough, Kaylee went up there to get a Coke Zero and she saw these little charcuterie packs. I saw that it was on the menu, but she saw the charcuterie pack and it was perfect. It was just enough to tide us over so that we would not be too full for our Via Napoli reservation later in the evening, but we could still taste things along the way if we saw something that we wanted to taste. So we had that. We rested for 25, 30 minutes and we went to the Butterfly House because unfortunately we were not able to go to that when we brought my mom last year in the spring for this festival. And it was really pretty cool. And I'll let Kaylee talk to the entrance and exit to this thing because she was like, I never would have thought of this.
I just thought it was pretty smart. And now, don't get me wrong, butterflies were able to get out still, like when you entered and exited. But it was just, it wasn't like a door. It was just these beaded ropes, almost like you would see in the 2000s, like people would just have those in doorways for decoration.
Actually, 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, then it came back in the 2000s. But like, it was that kind of setup. The beads were pretty heavy duty, though. They were bigger, but it was just ropes of heavy beads that you like went through and it kept the butterflies in, like, because there wasn't enough room for them to get out and it was too heavy. And I thought that was pretty like ingenious to do that.
It was, but we watched as a gentleman had one on his back and it went right out the beads with them. But I mean, for the most part, it's keeping them inside. And even if they got out, they're in nature and that's really where they're supposed to be anyway.
And there's so many being like born, like they just have houses of them.
I know, that was pretty cool to watch.
So after that, we had a lightning lane for Spaceship Earth, which was a good call on our part because it was marked at 25 minutes. So we went ahead and snagged that. Took our ride through Spaceship Earth, and then we walked through the connection shop because at that point we wanted to go over to that side and make sure we got the topiaries and like the Guardians test track side of the park. So we walked through the shop, saw if there was anything like new, exciting that we wanted to get. I don't think either of us ended up purchasing anything there, but it was good to walk through.
We did not, but I did want to say that before we went on Spaceship Earth, we went and took a picture of the topiary in the front and we got to have that cool picture. And I was going to let you talk about that cool picture we took.
Yes, that's cool. So they have those more recently and we took it on our family trip in October. They had the cool shot and it does look really funky, but it's where you like stand around this round camera and it takes your picture and like it warps your size and everything, but it's a 360 photo. And so I could tell that this spot, there was a woman standing there. She was photo passed because she had a green shirt. She wasn't holding a camera though. So I knew like this had to have been another magic shot, but I didn't see that like round camera this time. So I was like, I just want to take this, but I don't know what she's going to have us do. So it was a shot where the camera was actually on top of the check-in kiosks, like the scan-in ones way across the park. Because keep in mind, this is like in front of the glass fountain that's like right as you pass under Spaceship Earth. And we were like, oh, okay, that's where the cameras are. And she said, it takes your picture, but it like is a video where it starts on you. It zooms out and shows the whole park like around you, like a wide shot, and then it zooms back in. So it was a pretty cool shot to take. If you ever see those special magic shots, those are the ones to really capitalize on because I don't think I've ever seen anywhere else do stuff like that.
No, and I'm not belittling only being at Epcot because I'm glad that they have it. But I was wondering if it's because that is the experimental park is why they only do those there, because I feel like that would be, although we did take one in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge before where we looked over at something and then it took our picture from far away. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but again, that's supposed to be another galaxy. So maybe that's why.
Maybe so. But anyway, I wanted to mention that because if people go, I want them to have the opportunity to be able to take part in that. So yes, right behind the connection shop is where Brunchcot is. And as you know, we listen to Kyle Paolo, if not daily, pretty much every other day. And we also watch Tim Tracker and Disney Food Blog and see these different things that are trying. And the one that they said that we needed to try was the cinnamon roll bites with candied bacon. There were other things too, but again, we did not want to fill up before we went to our Via Napoli reservation. So we went there, got the cinnamon roll bites with candied bacon, and we have to admit they're pretty tasty.
They were very good.
So you know how a cinnamon roll can kind of be dry. I'm saying this to the listeners like they can respond to me, but I know they know what I'm talking about. These were far from that because they were filled with the cinnamon goo that you would usually get in a cinnamon roll. So yes, if you're going to be at Epcot before this festival is over and you can go to the brunch cot, it's the one that's red and white. Sometimes it has donuts. Sometimes it has a fry flight for a different festival. So if you're going to be there, that's where that is. And you want to get that. And then we started to head towards Mexico to see their topiary. And we saw that one. That was Coco, right?
Yeah, that's the special one that at night it lights up. It's like bioluminescent because it has Dante.
Yep, it looks pretty cool. Then we headed to China and Kaylee wanted to get this special tea that she had. And then I saw a non-alcoholic one that I liked too. So I got the mango bubble tea. It was different. The beads are not the poppy kind of beads. They're more like tapioca beads.
Yeah, they're like gummies. They're like chewy gummies almost. Now, you said the drink I had, but you didn't fill in the listeners on when I had it. I had it on my girls' trip.
Oh, okay.
Which this was the drink that we tried, and it was so good. I just really like boba, so I wanted to get it again. It was very delicious.
So we went to Germany, or we were passing through Germany, and we did not want to eat anything else. But Kaylee said, remember, I wanted to get that whoopie pie that they have there, and the butter bar is always good there. In fact, if you're going soon, they added in the one with the pecans, and that seems to be the highly rated one because the pecans give you the little salty and crunchy that you need to go with that. And we did not try that one. But anyway, we bought it and put it in our backpack. We did not eat that then because we knew there was just no way we could. After we got through that part of the World Showcase, it was really close to our it was about an hour and something from our reservation.
Well, we had an awkward amount of time. And I remember because you were like, well, we don't really want to do anything else. And the next country was Italy. That's where we needed to be. And we didn't want to have to like walk past it, do a whole bunch and then walk all the way back. And I asked mom, like, are you hungry enough to eat? And she was like, well, yeah, I could eat dinner. And so I just asked, like, I went up to the desk and said, hey, we have a reservation at 7:30, but is there any chance you could take us early? And he was like, how many is it? And he said, just two. Like, he admitted, he's like, well, we're pretty busy, but since you're just two, I think we'll be able to. So just wait and we'll call you. And so we probably waited only about 10 minutes and they ended up calling us.
Yeah. And I was very appreciative of that because I know it doesn't seem like, if you've never been there, it definitely doesn't seem like a lot. Or if you've not spent a lot of time in the American Showcase, I mean, not the American Showcase, the World Showcase. If you've not spent a lot of time there, it's huge. And so it's like Kaylee when we were on the trip, she's like, Joey told me the Disneyland park can fit into World Showcase. Did you know that? And I was like, I actually did learn that while I was in Disneyland. And so you're literally walking. If we went all the way over to Canada, then we would have been walking half the park again. And so that was my only thought process of why would we do that when we could just see if they would let us in early. So they did. We ate. It was delicious. They have the oven baked pizzas there. They have pastas too. I think I've only gotten pasta there once, and not because it's not good. If you really want good Italian pasta, I'm not saying that's not good. So hear me say that. But I think the better choice for pasta is for you to go to Tutto Italia, which is next door to that. This place is mostly known for its pizza because of its brick ovens. So that's a consideration if you're thinking about going there.
And it was so good. I got one that had cantaloupe on it. Melon. Because I saw the pizza and I said, everything on it looks good. It was a white pizza, which is what I wanted. But I was like, there's melon on it. I'm like, I am definitely a pineapple on pizza person. But I'm like, I don't know about melon. And it was actually so good. It was just the right amount of sweet.
She was brave and did it. And then she was glad for it. I did not have any of hers. I'm not saying I'll eat pineapple on pizza too, but it's not what I wanted. I got one with artichokes, mushrooms, and prosciutto, I think.
Yeah.
Or ham, something like that. And it was delicious. I would highly recommend it. We've been there several times. It is definitely a place that you'll expect to see larger crowds or big families go there. And there were a lot of birthdays while we were there. And so if you don't want your birthday recognized, that is not the place to visit, because if you have a button on, you're going to get sung to. And there were some embarrassed people while we were in there.
Well, it's not an intimate setting either. Like, it's loud. Like, true. The building, it's the ceilings are very tall and everything echoes. So it is just a very loud environment as well. So if you're like going on a honeymoon and you're wanting like all of your meals to be very like intimate and quiet,
Tutto Italia.
Yes, like Tutto Italia would be good. But this one, I mean, if you don't care about the atmosphere and you really want to go for the pizza, then do it, because I love the pizza.
So we headed then through the American Pavilion. And on our way there, we saw a school. We do not know what school it was, but they were having their prom in the American Adventure building. Because I was going to tell Kaylee, we should go see the American Adventure show, because it's been a long time since I've been there. And I really do love the music. Although I think it's funny because my husband, Brad, always says, I don't even know what that show's about, because he always falls asleep. But the thing that I always remember about that show is that John Williams wrote the music, and it's so beautiful. If for nothing else, just to listen to the music is worth it. But we could not get in there because there was a high school prom going on, which we could not believe. We're like, holy cow, how much could that have cost to go to Epcot for your prom?
Crazy.
And then also we went to Morocco. We didn't, there's not a lot to do there right now because of the construction.
Yeah, we kind of just like walked through there. We didn't really do much. We took pictures of the topiaries that were near there, but true, we didn't really do anything because they've got walls up and it's very confusing on where you can go and where you're not supposed to go.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I was in Morocco with Kaylee and had just taken a picture of Kermit and Miss Piggy or something, or I was getting ready to. And I said, we should snag that bench for the fireworks, because I had saw somebody do that another time when we were there, probably October. And she was like, okay, well, then I saw a family sitting there, but then another family got up. So she went over, and sure enough, even though it was like an hour and 15 minutes to fireworks, I was like, is there anything specific that you wanted to do? She said, no, not really. And so I was like, if you're sure, then I think we should just park it here so that we have a really good spot. And we had a really, really good spot for the fireworks.
Yeah. Like, it was nice because the benches were like concrete, like you couldn't move them from the ground, but there was just enough space between the bench and the wall that you could like turn your feet around and face the water. You face the lagoon. So it was nice. I will keep this brief because I know mom's already going to be like, oh, geez, I got to hear this again, because I was not a happy camper when we were there. But
we've talked about this. This is like one of the things that we do for Say It Ain't So.
It is. And mom had just shown me earlier, she had just shown me while we were sitting on this bench. It was a video of Miranda. So shout out to Miranda, who's on the show sometimes.
We miss you.
And one of her things that she said, like one of the Disney, I don't know what she called it, but it was like the Disney don'ts or something, or the things that like grind her gears. And mine too, for this one, where you have families that just walk up like as a parade or a show is starting and they're like, wow, look at this. And then they just push their children in front of all these people, or they even worse, put a child on their shoulders. And I'm like, I'm all for you holding your kid up to your height. Like, I get that. That's fair, because a small child can't see and that's not fair. However, you elevating your height to 8 foot by putting another human on top of you, that is wildly unfair to every other person that has waited. Now, this situation to me was even worse than what Miranda described, because this family, like I had this guy who was alone and he was young like me, but he was just standing by me where I was sitting on the edge of the bench.
And he was apparently going to video this.
Yes.
He had made, you know, you could see the equipment and everything.
And he was standing by me and it didn't bother, like he was not standing too close. Like I wasn't uncomfortable, but it was, you know, like close enough that he was like, this is my spot. And I respected that because we had the whole bench to ourselves. Our backpacks were taking up part of it. And, you know, right as the show starts, there is this family, this lady, and I didn't turn around and look, but it was a woman and she had two small children with her. And I would bet they're probably like 8 and 7. I don't know, around there, I would guess.
Yeah.
And she pushes them in between me and this guy, like in between. So as this show is progressing, this little girl is like sitting on me And I'm not even exaggerating. Mom could see it. She was sitting on my leg. And this woman is standing behind me. And I'm thinking, okay, if I turn around, I'm very aware of how my face looks when I'm not upset. It looks upset. So I'm upset right now. So I can only imagine it looks like I want to stab her with something, anything that I can find.
The thing that got to me was they were talking through the show and she could see that that guy was videoing.
That was it too, where I was so upset because I really wanted mom to see this show, because when we went with Robin and Natalie, Natalie and I stayed behind and watched it and you didn't get to see it.
Right.
And these kids, adorable, from Britain, from the UK. And they just kept talking about how pure like their joy was and how they were like, this would be so boring on our TV in the UK. Oh my gosh, this would be awful in England. Can you believe I'm seeing this on my birthday? And I'm like, this is adorable and everything, but you are so loud and you're sitting on me. Like, it got so uncomfortable. So I just kept scooting over a little bit more. Eventually, there was enough bench for this little girl to sit. And she finally sat like, oh, wow, a seat.
Like, it just appeared.
I'm like, there shouldn't have been a seat there. And even though there was a seat for her, she was still leaning on me. Like, it looked like this child either belonged to me or I was with their party of people.
I know, it was funny.
And in my brain, I thought, okay, maybe the woman behind me, because again, I've not turned around. Maybe the woman behind me isn't watching. No, she was, because then as soon as the little girl put her leg up on the railing, like she was going to stretch or climb or something, she goes, no, 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 don't climb that. And I'm like, oh, she can climb me, a total stranger, but she can't climb the rail. Like, what are you doing? So I wanted to turn around and be like, excuse me, can you please stop talking? Like, I honestly almost went into teacher mode and went, voice level zero, shh. Like,
that would have been funny.
But honestly, the adults were talking too, because I then know. More of their party came up.
The dad and the brother had, yeah.
And they were just talking about how they had ridden Guardians of the Galaxy, because I guess it was an older kid, because I didn't see this one, but they were like, that was the crazy. And I mean, like, they are this loud while the show is going on. And I'm like infuriated at this point. And I told mom, I'm like, I didn't say anything because I was going to turn up on one of those stories y'all report on as they say it ain't so's. Like, this is going to be bad.
Well, no, I'm glad that you didn't, but I felt not only just for you and for us, I really felt sorry for that guy with it, because he was clearly there to video that show. And there's no way that he was able to mute them out of that because they were so loud.
I'm just like, as a courtesy, I get it. Other cultures are welcome. And I'm not upset that they come to our country to come explore this, because obviously we go all the time. But read the room. Nobody else is talking. You are the only one talking. Are you not getting it? Like, shut up. That's what I wanted to say. I was so infuriated. So please, listeners, don't be that person. You can't change everybody else, but don't be the people that are like pushing their kids in front of other people or letting your children lay on other people. Or even she was dancing on me at a lot of points. Like, I was literally receiving, a service of a dance at some point. And I'm like, sweetie pie, you need to stop. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, she was a little miffed. We heard about that for we had to wait in a long line, obviously, on the way back. And so she just was like not happy. So it was ironic that I had just showed you that Instagram or TikTok. I can't remember which one it was that Miranda made. But shout out to Miranda. Kaylee lived one of your things that bothers you. So you guys can call and relate to each other, I should say. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us as we talked about the first half of our trip. I know that was a lot that we did in one day. It was a lot of fun, and you can do a lot of stuff in one day. So I can see why people do that. I'm not sure that I could do that on a monthly basis, which I do know some people do that. But I am grateful for the opportunity, and I feel blessed that I was able to purchase the annual pass this past year. And I feel like it has helped me understand the parks better and be able to relate to not only my clients, but also to you guys as listeners, so that I can share things with you to prepare you for whatever you may need, whether it's pricing or things to look for, or things to be careful not to do, and just those kinds of things. So I just greatly appreciate you listening and hanging out with us.
If you are interested in being a guest on the show, or you have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on social media. It's The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show as we dish all the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. And if you would like a free quote, you can contact me at 636-373-4497.
As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, Kaylee, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
And pixie dust.
Have a magical day, my friends.
Deep in the 100-acre wood where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days.
A donkey named Eeyore is his friend. There's Gingalop
and Little Roo and Tigger too.
There's Rabbit and Piglet and there's Owl.
But most of all, Winnie the Pooh. Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Chubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy-nilly silly old bear. Where's our good friend Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh? Chubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy-nilly silly old soft and round a heart of gold. No honey to spare.